According to a report by VOA, President Mugabe has rearranged ministerial portfolios to MDC's disadvantage. Statutory instruments published in the State Gazette on Friday indicate the president trimmed down powers of the Ministry of Information and Technology and the Ministry of Labor, both in MDC's hands. Finance Minister Tendai Biti, also Secretary General of the Tsvangirai MDC formation, said Mr. Mugabe's actions will seriously affect government operations.
I'm afraid to say that there clearly has not been consultation between the Prime Minister and the President, which is clearly in breach of the Schedule 8 of the Constitution, which, as you know, is in fact the global political agreement. And I'm afraid to say that it is going to be a serious era of contestation between the two political formations.
Meanwhile, writing for Pambazuka News, political commentator Mary Ndlovu describes Zimbabwe's unity government as staggering from pillar to post, ending for the time being paralyzed in the intensive or perhaps terminal care unit of the political hospital. The only hope on the horizon, she asserts, will come from a more active citizenry prepared to hold government accountable at some level. Are you willing to become a part of a more empowered society and create positive change in Zimbabwe? Talk back. To leave us a message, press 3.